The Holy Gospel comes from the first chapter of John. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under a fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I am speaking from the pulpit today, so it was with much authority that you must listen, because I am the word. No, I don't know. I don't think I've ever said out loud, other than a reading, so I'm going to say it now, fornication, because she got to say it too, and I've never said that word out loud. I just realized that in a church, but that's awesome. I love St. Mark. I love St. Mark. That's all I have to say. I love St. Mark. Well, if you look at the scripture reading for today, there's a cluster of words, found. That word comes up three times in the reading, found. And at the end, there's Jesus says, "And the heavens are open." So I want to talk about those two things, because I think that's the key kind of to the reading and what the key to the gospel is. So this found image, it's the Greek word is eurekthro. It's eureka. That's where the Greek word, it means eureka. You know, So my first question is, what's something, name something and think about it. This could be maybe a restaurant, it could be a place in creation, it could be a person who tells you something, but what is something that you found? What is something that you found in your life that just, I am so thankful to have found that. Well, all right, I'll even let you say, "Oh, it's my wonderful partner in life." I mean, you can go ahead and say that, but I'm thinking more really specialized just for you. What's the thing or things? But think of a thing, and the first thing that comes to mind, what's something that you found in your life that just like, "I'm so glad I found that"? Anybody? Yeah. Oh, patience. Oh, yes, patience. That's I've not found that yet. You guys show me where that is. You know, I'm a food guy, so I think about food. So, you know, like a restaurant, you know, or a meal. In fact, I'll just share it because I'm thinking about it right now. But there was a restaurant called Mamma Mia in Seattle, and it was in the U District. And I went there with my high school friend Matt, because we like to eat. And there was this dish, I can't remember what it was called, but it involved smoked salmon and farfalle, you know, those kind of bow tie noodles, and a certain cream sauce with some capers. And anyway, at that point in life, that was a major find. And it was the perfect dish of all time. And then that restaurant closed. So I've come close to finding it, but you know how that goes. You find something in the one place, and you keep going back, and then when that place doesn't exist, it's lost. But so what else? Finding, things that you found.
In 1984, my husband came before me and the children and needed to find a church home.
Uh-huh.
And we knew what we wanted, and we found St. Mark.
Very nice. Very nice. I feel that way too. I think Pastor Beth does as well. We found a good one here. I like this church a lot. Ken.
I have to say, one of the things that I found was enjoyment of being out, not to say Hoover just necessarily, but out. My father started taking me hunting when I was a very young boy. And pleasure that I got from them, the enjoyment of just being out there and with him. I still almost, I think I feel his presence when I get out and do that. And it's a major part of my life. I remember times I would be sick and I would cry if I couldn't go.
Be outside, be with your dad, yeah. Right, and I think a lot of people that probably resonates outside in some way. You know, when we were in Tahoe, when Alyssa mentioned skiing, I mean, I just think about skiing and the grandeur of the mountains. If that's a thing for you, or water, that's important for our family. So being by water and all the wonderful things that water incites and reminds us of creation. Other things. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, so it's defining a relative. Yeah. What was over here?
I was looking at stars one night. And the next night I went out and one of those stars had moved.
Ah.
And I didn't think that stars usually move, so I thought, oh, that must be a planet. And that started me looking up.
Right. And so now I get your emails, and if you don't get Trudy's emails, you should get Trudy's emails because she looks up a lot and knows a lot about what's in the sky, and it's encouraged me to look up. And I can, when you look on a clear night, or if you're in Montana or places where the sky is wide and bright, those stars, you can't help but not find something there. Others? Anyone else? Yes.
I don't know if it's what I found or that I was found. But I found God or God found me.
And when was that?
Very young. Yeah. I was in
Yeah, in grade school. Me too, Ken. That's where I found Jesus, was in third grade. And it was like, oh, Jesus is for me. Which we were singing. If you were listening at all to the song that the choir sang today, there is a light shining on me. I mean, that song, it's for us. It's for us. So here's the phrase I came up with. You have to be found before you can find. You have to be found before you can find. So what that means as it relates to the reading is there's that phrase, come and see. He says, come and see this Jesus, because he's found something. And he wants someone else to look and see. Come and see. You have to be found before you can find. You have to be found. You have to find those moments, those eureka moments, the insight, that moment where you know, there's a bigger picture. And I'm a part of it. And I'm a blessed part of it. When you're found, when you find that thing, and especially from a faith perspective, when you find God, when you hear the voice of God for the first time, it's powerful. It can almost be overwhelming sometimes. For me, there's a light for me. Are you sure? Do you really know me? That's what Nathaniel, you don't know me, Nathaniel said. And Jesus said, yeah, no, I know you. Because I'm a prophet. I'm from God. Which relates to the bottom half of that reading. The heavens open. And angels are going up and down. Especially the Gospel of John talks about Jesus being this new wide open door to heaven. Unlike anything that's happened before in the history of the world. Our son wrestles, as you know, and if you don't know, I'm telling you, he wrestles. And so we went to a tournament in Everett, or I went to a tournament in Everett a couple weeks ago, and they had four different gyms, mats all over, so you got to go all over the place. And as you go into the gym, three times I tripped on this little thing in the doorway because they had taken off the stinking doors, which is a good thing. Because if you had doors and you had hundreds of people going in and out of the, there's this, it's, it, You don't want that. So they had ripped open the doors. But that stupid thing, I tripped on three times. My left hip hurts a lot still. Not that I'm getting old or complaining. Well, I'm both. But the point is, they opened those doors up so that there was free flow. You didn't have to do anything to get into that room other than take a step in or take a step out. That's the image that this text wants to invoke and tell you. The place of God is not up and away. It's here and now in the face and the voice of Jesus. When you find Jesus, you've been found. And then you can go and invite others. You have to be found before you can find. Have you been found? And if you haven't for a while felt the presence of God, look for it. Because God promises, makes the promise. There's going to be greater things, he says. And the greater things are here in this moment, right now, for you. The light from above is for me. It's for Pastor Beth. It's for all of us who sang in the choir. And we proclaim it, that truth, to you. The light is for you. Jesus is for you. Look, and you will find it. Amen.